Chapter 18. It was a Friday night, and I was spending another solitary evening doing research, working my way through every episode of Whiz Kids, an early 80s TV show about a teenage hacker who uses his computer skills to solve mysteries. I'd just finished watching the episode Deadly Access, a crossover with Simon & Simon, when an email arrived in my inbox. It was from Ogden Morrow. The subject line read, "We can dance if we want to." There was no text in the body of the email, just a file attachment. An invitation to one of the most exclusive gatherings in the Oasis, Ogden Morrow's birthday party. In the real world, Morrow almost never made public appearances, and in the Oasis, he came out of hiding only once a year to host this event. The invitation featured a photo of Morrow's world-famous avatar, the great and powerful Og. The gray-bearded wizard was hunched over an elaborate DJ mixing board, one headphone pressed to his ear, biting his lower lip in auditory ecstasy as his fingers scratched ancient vinyl on a set of silver turntables. His record crate bore a "Don't Panic" sticker and an anti-sixer logo, a yellow number 6 with a red circle and slash over it. The text at the bottom read, "Ogden Morrow's 80s dance party in celebration of his 73rd birthday. Tonight, 10 p.m. OST at the Distracted Globe, admit 1. I was flabbergasted. Ogden Morrow had actually taken the time to invite me to his birthday party. It felt like the greatest honor I'd ever received. I called Artemis, and she confirmed that she'd received the same email. She said she couldn't pass up an invitation from Og himself, despite the obvious risks. So, naturally, I told her I would meet her there at the club. It was the only way I could avoid looking like a total wuss. I knew that if Og had invited the two of us, he'd probably also invited the other members of the High Five. But H probably wouldn't show up because he competed in a globally televised arena death match every Friday night, and Shoto and Daito never entered a PvP zone unless it was absolutely necessary. The Distracted Globe was a famous zero-gravity dance club on the planet Neo-Noir in Sector 16. Ogden Morrow had coded the place himself decades ago and was still its sole owner. I'd never visited the Globe before. I wasn't much for dancing and for socializing with the twinked-out wannabe Gunter Uber dorks who were known to frequent the place. But Og's birthday party was a special event, and so the usual clientele would be banished for the evening. Tonight, the club would be packed with celebrities, movie stars, musicians, and at least two members of the High Five. I spent over an hour tweaking my avatar's hair and trying on different skins to wear to the club. I finally settled on some classic 80s-era attire, a light gray suit, exactly like the one Peter Weller wore in Buckaroo Banzai, complete with a red bow tie, along with a pair of vintage white Adidas high tops. I also loaded my inventory with my best suit of body armor and a large amount of weaponry. One of the reasons the Globe was such a hip, exclusive club was because it was located in a PvP zone, one where both magic and technology functioned. So it was extremely dangerous to go there, especially for a famous gunter like me. There were hundreds of cyberpunk-themed worlds spread throughout the Oasis, but Neo-Noir was one of the largest and oldest. Seen from orbit, the planet was a shiny onyx marble covered in overlapping spider webs of pulsating light. It was always night on Neo-Noir, the world over, and its surface was an uninterrupted grid of interconnected cities packed with impossibly large skyscrapers. Its skies were filled with a continuous stream of flying vehicles whirring through the vertical cityscapes. And the streets below teemed with leather-clad NPCs and mirror-shaded avatars, all sporting high-tech weaponry and subcutaneous implants as they spouted city-speak straight out of Neuromancer.